Happy Friday, everybody, and happy early Father's Day to all of our Disney dads out there in the Be Our Guest podcast community. Thanks for being a great part of your family. We've got a great show lined up for you here to kick off your weekend. We're bringing back one of our most popular shows from years gone by. It's Random Walt Disney World Menus. Play right along with us today. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. This summer is an awesome time to see Walt Disney World. Just today, I booked a trip for a family that is going in 2 days. Talk about last-minute summer vacation. It can be done. We got a great discount. There's still awesome ADRs out there for great dining experiences. And man, there is so much fun stuff to do at Walt Disney World this summer. What I'm going to encourage you to do is just to drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the specials that are out there. And then while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And you and I are going to be working together to see the possibilities of maybe a fun last minute summer trip to Walt Disney World this summer. Check them out today. Again, let them know you heard about them here over at themagicforless.com. It's Friday, so today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1185 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you and welcome to Father's Day weekend 2017. Happy Father's Day to all the Disney dads out there. Thanks for all you do. And chill out and have a great weekend. But kick it off, of course, by dropping in. And we're going to play an interactive game with you guys today. So you can play right along with us wherever you are. We're playing Random Walt Disney World Menus to get you a little hungry for your weekend. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Happy Friday, Ricky.
Happy Friday and happy Father's Day to all the Disney dads out there. Yay, especially my own. So happy Father's Day, Dad.
That's right. Happy Father's Day, Rick. What's going on?
Yes.
All right.
And you too, Mike, I guess. And yeah. Steve. Yeah. You know.
Well, we got some Disney dads floating around here. Yeah.
Pretty awesome Disney dads. Yeah.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam? Only, less than 3 weeks, we're going to be sailing on the Disney Fantasy. Not too long.
I can't wait. And happy Father's Day. I'm actually one of the lucky gals around that have two great dads. So I'm kind of blessed with that. And also have a great dad to my daughter, Steve. I couldn't really ask for a better dad for Hannah. And there's so many other great Disney dads out there, from the movies to our other podcast hosts to lots of great friends we've made in the Be Our Guest community. So happy Father's Day to everyone.
Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Dads love dining. That's, you know, this should be a hashtag. Dads love dining at Disney. You know, we can make it a really nice hashtag there. So today we're going to talk a little, random restaurants, maybe things to think about for your next Walt Disney World vacation, maybe a little food kiosk or, you know, a quick service restaurant you've never checked out. Maybe some table service restaurants you're like, it just doesn't look like my jam, as we had on Wednesday's show. You know, we talked about parking garages being somebody's jam. You know, maybe this restaurant you didn't think was your jam, but maybe once you hear some of these items, maybe it is your jam. And I'm not going to use the word jam anymore, unless we're talking peanut butter and jelly or something, because I'm sure I'll hear about it on Twitter. But anyway, I'm trying to be like the cool kids. So what we're gonna do, we've played this game in the past.
All I can picture is Amy Poehler and Mean Girls. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm like a cool mom, but you know, you. So
I have no idea who that is. Not a clue. Anyway, so what we're gonna talk about is we're gonna go to the Mouse for Less. We got all the menus there. Everything and prices and everything. What we're going to do, we're going to play a game with each other here, and you can play along wherever you are in the world. Let us know how you did on our Facebook group. And what we're going to do is we're going to click on a menu, but we're not going to say where that menu is from. And you have to read three things from that menu, and then the other two people get to try to guess what dining establishment, where you can buy those items, whether it's a table service, a quick service, a little food kiosk, wherever it is. We're going to try to, you know, just talk about some of those places that aren't as popular and maybe some things you didn't know you could get at Walt Disney World. So, Ricky, I'm going to let you start off. So pick a menu, don't tell us where it's from, and give us some items, and then Pam and I will try to guess where these items can be found.
Okay. I have one. It's interesting. So one of the menu items is samosa with mango salsa. Another one is falafel with tzatziki. And another item is hummus with fresh vegetables and pita.
So I'm going to be wrong here. I'm going to go first, Pam, but I'm going to be wrong because I'm going to take the one that's the obvious one out. This is totally good. It's not going to be it, but it could be. Is it Tangerine Cafe at Epcot?
It is not.
I didn't think
that
so.
That was a good guess.
It was too obvious. I knew you weren't going to go that easy. So, Pam, what do you think this might be?
So, I'm thinking it's one of those little shacks at Animal Kingdom. A snack shack kind of thing. Not like a shack on the side of the road. When you get backstage and you take a right, you'll come upon the snack. And I can't even remember what they're called anymore. Like, one's like the Smiling Crocodile. So I'm going to say that one because I only remember that.
You're close. You're close, Pam.
Okay. Well, if it's one of the other snack shacks, I'm not going to know the name.
It is one of the kiosks. So, Pam, you are right. It was one of those stands, but it was not the one that you thought of. It was actually Mr. Kamal's, which is over kind of actually, I remember we sat in this area. It's like on the back side of the Tree of Life, opposite side of the Tree of Life. So that is where it is.
That was as close as I was going to get because I only remember one of the names of one of those places. And the Smiling Crocodile, of course, that just kind of sticks in your mind a little bit.
It does, yes.
Anyways, yeah.
I knew you would go like a cart. I knew you would do that to us right off the bat. That's why I was just going to throw that out there right off the bat. It wasn't going to be something like Casey's.
No, of course not.
All right, Pam, give us some menu items. We'll try to guess where you are picking your items from.
So I'm going to go to a restaurant that has... Can I switch it up with some breakfast and some lunch stuff, or should I just stick in one?
You can do it, yeah, however you want, as long as it's one consistent place.
All right, so this one has pork hash, which has slow roasted pork and potato hash topped with grilled chorizo, sausage, green onions, and served with natural juice. Well, you know, whatever. It has a steak and eggs option, which has a vegetable goat cheese frittata and wood-fired herb-crusted beef. And then it also has a cinnamon swirl French toast. So actually there, I gave you three items all from the breakfast menu.
I don't even know if it's in a park or in a resort. That's like my big question. I want to say it's probably in a resort. It sounds like a resort-type restaurant.
Okay, so what's your guess?
Oh, man.
You have to narrow it down a little more than that.
Yeah, that could
be anywhere.
I can't just be like, bingo! It could be anywhere. Trattoria Al Forno, the Bon Voyage breakfast.
It is not that.
All right, Ricky, what do you got?
I have no idea. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with the Grand Floridian Cafe.
It is not the Grand Floridian Cafe. No, and I'm going to give you a bit of a hint here, because I think this one's going to be a challenge. It is a quick service location.
Wow, really?
It is. Okay. So all this can be purchased with your quick service credit.
Okay. Like, I'm going to take a guess. Landscape of Flavors.
It is not that. And even though she took your turn, Mike, you still get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still thinking a quick service location. That's a good one, though, Ricky. Landscape of Flavors would have been a good choice.
It is a good one. And I'll give you another hint. Ready? It's in a park.
Oh, see, I was thinking was not in a park. Okay, hang on. Sunshine Seasons.
It is not Sunshine Seasons.
Dang. Okay, so I don't know what it is. Well, that's fancy, though, for in a park and counter service. All right, just give it to us, Pam, because we're going to move on to a couple others.
Okay, all right. So it is the new Satouli Canteen at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Right? It does. And Ricky and I can tell you from personal experience, the meats that they cook there, fantastic. They're both very good. So I believe that's why you're going to see the steak and eggs there. It's going to have the wood-fired crusted beef there. They also have a breakfast steamed pod. You know how folks were really excited about those cheeseburger pods? Well, this has a steam pod filled with scrambled eggs, bacon, spinach, cheddar cheese, and served with a slaw. So there's some great choices there. And there aren't that many restaurants in the parks that serve a good breakfast, but this is one that would be worth checking out.
Wow. Yeah, that's... I thought that was too, like, top of mind for anybody to pick that. You know, I'm trying to, like, think about how the psychology of, like, how you're going to pick your restaurant. I was like, no, we've been talking about Pandora, like, for the last, you know, month or, like, 5 months. You know, nobody's going to pick that one. But you did. Good job. Got to get there.
Good.
So, do you think, I guess people do. I mean, you have to basically rope drop, go over to Pandora, maybe have breakfast after you ride one of the attractions. Huh.
Yeah, it is. And this one I would be worth, like, I would definitely plan breakfast there. In fact, I think I'm doing that for the next time we're down there. So
make it happen. All right, here's mine. I'm going to read the entire entree menu for you so you can get it. It consists of three things. Okay. So the entire entree menu consists of three choices. You have the barbecue chicken macaroni and cheese, $10.49. You have macaroni and cheese topped with toasted panko breadcrumbs for $8.99, or a hot dog and chips for $8.49. That's it. Other things are just drinks. What's my restaurant, Ricky?
Is it the Friar's Nook?
Oh, you got it. See, look, that's it. I was trying to go like the opposite. Like that place, I walk past it all the time, but I just don't see it. Like, it's like when you see banner ads on the internet. Now you've kind of tuned yourself, you know, to not seeing those anymore.
Yeah.
Like I walk past that thing a million times and I never really notice it, except for I know they don't have their the pot roast mac and cheese, which I was wanting forever and I was in line for twice but never got. So yeah, that's it. Barbecue chicken mac and cheese, and hot dog and chips. Friar's Nook. Hopefully they do those three things well, because that is all they do.
Hopefully they do them faster than
exactly, because it was bad. I know, exactly. All right, Ricky, give us another one.
Okay, so I am going to go breakfast as well. So we have the Eggs Benedict, which is two soft poached eggs, toasted English muffin, honey ham, classic hollandaise. And it's additionally available with butter poached Maine lobster or smoked salmon. We have the chef's frittata, which is three eggs, Florida heirloom tomatoes, roasted poblanos, chorizo, creamy goat cheese, and marble potato hash. And we have blueberry pancakes with buttermilk pancakes with Florida blueberries, vanilla custard, blueberry compote, powdered sugar, warm Canadian maple syrup.
I think I know this one. Because I'm trying to think along with you, and I think I know this one.
All right.
Is it the Wave?
It is not the Wave.
Oh, man. I thought I had that one for sure with the fresh, like, Florida-type foods. And you've said, like, they have good Eggs Benedict, or Pam said that. Somebody has mentioned that to me. Dang. I thought I had that one. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Wrong.
So is it the Grand Floridian Cafe?
It is not the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Ooh. Okay, second round. You got to give us a hint. We'll go one more time each. We got to have a hint.
Okay. The second round is okay. This place does not serve breakfast all the time.
Does not serve breakfast all the time.
All the time.
What's that mean? Like, what? Does it only serve it on like the second Tuesday of like the month's ending in Y or something? I mean, what's going on?
Well, the breakfast items are only available on Sundays.
House of Blues.
No.
Do they still have the gospel?
Yeah, I think they do, actually.
I don't know why that
popped in. So it's one of two, either Narcoozie's or California Grill.
Well, you have to pick one.
At least she's in the ballpark.
I don't even remember what you said to us.
It's got some fancy stuff and some good eggs Benedict. That's all I know. California Grill.
Pam wins because she cheated because she gave out two. It is the California Grill's brunch. So.
Wow.
So that's funny.
So, Pam, have you ever done that one? Is that something to consider for your next trip, a brunch up at California Grill?
All these brunches are something to consider because they're really good. They're pricey, but they're good. And plus, the California Grill, it has a fantastic view. I mean, even during the day, that view from the California Grill is great. And Narcoozie's does, too. Narcoozie's, you look over toward the castle. So, always good to, I mean, hello. Yes. Brunch is always
good. That's what I was going to say. Brunch is always good. I love a good brunch. Let me ask you this, though, Pam. For those that have cruised on Disney Cruise Line, compare the experience of Apollo brunch with a California Grill or Narcoozie's brunch. Is it similar? Are there any stark differences? What do you think?
So the thing about Apollo brunch is it's kind of a buffet and an a la carte kind of smushed together brunch because you get to choose from that fantastic brunch buffet. And then you also have an a la carte entree that you choose from as well. Although they've removed the a la carte entree recently, haven't they?
I think they've pared it down, the menu, but I think they still have some items like the flatbreads and stuff.
Yeah. So anyways, that's something to think about. And while the brunch at California Grill and Narcoozie's is completely kind of plated for you and they bring it to you, plus you get an alcoholic drink included as well. It could, you know, and it's a breakfast one. It's like a Bloody Mary. When Steve got the Bloody Mary, it was a Bloody Mary that had like shrimp and eight other things like on the top of it. So it was a Bloody Mary with a side of like a side dish basically. So it was really good. But I mean, there's things like that to choose from too. I feel like the one served at Walt Disney World is just a tad more upscale because it can be. It's easier to do that. When you have a full kitchen that's not on a ship, you know, stuff like that. So, but they're both great experiences, and I wouldn't count either one out for sure.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, good call there. All right, Pam, give us your next one, and we'll try to guess it.
So, the next one that I am going to give to you to try to figure out is I'm gonna give kind of as an assortment of appetizers and entrees. So they have a calamari dish and it's served with grilled peppers and onions and it has a dipping sauce. Okay, that's from the appetizer menu. They also have a wood grilled chicken and penne pasta with a house-made four cheese sauce. They also have a oven-baked chicken a la Parmesan, which is just a fancy chicken Parmesan. And they have a sustainable fish of the day, which is served with a potato gnocchi and wilted Swiss chard.
Oh, man. So, calamari for an appetizer. Ricky, you can go first. I've gone first on a lot of these. I need more time to think on this.
I'm trying to cheat and have time to think.
I do need more think time.
I am going to say Via Napoli.
No, but it was a good choice.
It sounds too fancy, but I know that Rosencrown might have a little bit of seafood on it, but it's more fish and chips. That wouldn't be Rosencrown. No way, right? I've never eaten
that. No way. No, it's not. And Rosencrown is good.
I know. I've never been there. I can't believe it. It's one of the few places in World Showcase I've never been. Okay, so...
Was that your guess?
No. Yeah, it was my guess. It was a terrible guess, because what I was waiting for was the hint. I knew I wasn't going to get on the first round.
Oh, my gosh. You cheater.
Well, no, we're not keeping score. We're just having fun. So give us a hint. So some kind of a hint, like resort, park.
The hint is that not only do they serve the things that I told you, but they also serve flatbreads.
Oh, man. See, that makes me think of a place like Viennapoli, Ricky.
I know, right?
So I think flatbread. I just think pizza.
I'm going to guess Tutto Italia.
No, but that's a good guess, too.
I think I know what it is, then. If Mike doesn't get it, I think I have an idea.
I'm so terrible at this stuff. Flatbreads. You're thinking Italian places.
Come on now. It's Italian.
But I don't think... Okay, Mama Melrose?
Yep. That's
no
absolutely
way.
What it is.
Oh, yes!
Boom!
Absolutely what it is. And I picked that one because I think it is shocking. First of all, a lot of Italian food has seafood in it. You know, based on... Depending on where the heritage of that food, what part of Italy it's from. But Mama Melrose has a lot of items that I think folks don't think about it having. And in addition to what I described, it also has a charred strip steak. It has salt and bocca, which is pork tenderloin, and it's topped with the prosciutto, sage, fontina cheese. I mean, that sounds really good, right? Shrimp campanelle, spaghetti and meatballs, of course, for the traditionalists. They have a penne alla vodka, vegetable lasagna, and a seafood cioppino, too. So just lots of really good things. And with those flatbreads, I think it kind of makes the menu accessible even to picky eaters, because most folks will eat a pizza or flatbread. And then it has some great desserts, too, which I think can be counted out. In addition to, of course, tiramisu, they have a dessert sampler, which is always the right choice. I'm just saying, you know, three little bits of a dessert. Yes, also awesome. Cannoli, cheesecake, gelato. So lots of good things there at Mama Melrose.
Yeah, see, that's why I like doing this show, though, because Mama Melrose, I always like, because you get a kind of a picture in your head of what a place is. And I've eaten there a few times. But I picture it as kind of like a simpleton Italian restaurant. You know, you go in, you get your like spaghetti and meatballs, your lasagna. But that's what I get. You know, I tend to get the simple stuff. I didn't know it was that diverse of a menu. So it's good to hear that these things are there. You know, if you want to try some different stuff, Mama Melrose could still be a destination, especially for those looking for dining packages.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here's mine. I'm going to step it up a little. The old Friar's Nook wasn't very good last time. I feel terrible about that. So I'm going to make it harder. Okay, here we go. All right, so here are three items from the entree menu of this restaurant. They have a teriyaki glazed tofu bowl, which is teriyaki glazed tofu, rice noodles, charred bok choy, crisp shiitake, I'm so terrible at this, pickled vegetables, and ramen broth. That's $23 for that tofu bowl. They also have shrimp and grits, sautéed shrimp, cheddar grits, local corn succotash, andouille sausage, and Creole spice emulsion. I don't know what that is. Whatever. That's $30. That's some fancy shrimp and grits for $30. And they also have a grilled New York strip steak with mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and bursi butter for $33. So those are three of the items. You got the teriyaki glazed tofu bowl, shrimp and grits, and a grilled New York strip steak. Where would you find those three items hiding, Pam? Where do those hide? On a menu somewhere.
So I'm wondering if they're at Boat Rights.
They are not at Boat Rights.
Dude, that was totally going to be my guess, Pam. Oh, no.
Yes, I got at least one miss out of the whole show.
Okay, all right. I'm going to say the Boathouse then.
That is absolutely wrong. You're kind of on the right track. So now do I got to give a hint since I got through the first round?
Yes.
Okay, this is a theme park restaurant. Table service theme park restaurant.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Pam, throw it out there. Think
it's in the park. Oh, shoot, it's me.
Yeah. Everybody else is having their think time wherever they are in the world, but now it's up to Pam again.
Golly. Is it Le Cellier?
It is not Le Cellier. But this will help Ricky, but you're getting closer. You're narrowing it down a little bit.
Okay. What are the items again?
You have a teriyaki glazed tofu bowl, shrimp and grits, and a grilled New York strip steak, among many other items on their menu.
What on earth?
Now, these are the things that are kind of the outliers on the menu. I will say that. I didn't pick the obvious because it would give it away.
I figured that much, but... Ah, oh my goodness. I'm just going to take a guess, and I'm sure it's completely, I have no idea. I'm looking at all the menus, and like, my brain is, what on earth could this be?
Just take a guess, or this will be a 3-hour show.
I know!
and by the way, no one wins anything.
Yeah, exactly. We're not really playing for anything. We're just trying to explore
Liberty
something.
Liberty Inn.
No, that's a terrible guess.
No,
that's terrible.
I have no idea.
That's awful. No.
That's terrible.
You know what? But this is a restaurant, and I think this is true of a lot of people, or maybe it is just me. I totally forget this restaurant exists all the time.
So then clearly we never would have guessed it.
No, but it's not a popular restaurant. But I can't believe that I never, ever... You don't walk past this restaurant ever, even though it's in a theme park. Does anybody know where I'm going with this? It's in a theme park. You never really walk past it.
Oh, Coral Reef!
That's it. It's Coral
yes!
Reef. Yep, that's it.
Oh, too funny.
Is that true for you guys? Like, I never think of Coral Reef, but you never, ever walk by Coral Reef. It's one of those out of sight, out of mind kind of things. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes, that was a good one.
But I mean, they also have lots of seafood. Obviously, I didn't read the seafood, like the shrimps, the seafood scampi, the tuna bowl, the seared mahi-mahi. They have an oven-roasted chicken breast, you know, grilled pork chop. They have a kind of a diverse menu, but if I'd have given you the seafood, you'd have been thinking right along with the fish tank, and we'd have been done. So I had to get one.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's go around the horn one more time. Ricky, give us one more random Walt Disney World menu.
Well, does it count that I actually finally guessed it, or...
Well, yeah, you got it in the kind of the bottom of the 12th or something, but that
all right,
works.
That's good. Okay. All right. So I am going with a mixed tomato flatbread, which is vine-ripened tomatoes, roasted garlic, fresh herb ricotta, artichoke, and red peppers. Okay. That is one. We also have a chicken pita with sun-dried tomato hummus, cucumbers, tomatoes, mixed greens, and a mint yogurt sauce. And we have our last dish, which is an oak smoked rotisserie chicken, half chicken served with mashed potatoes and feisty green beans.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking on this one. Pam, you can kind of think along with me here so we can bust this one. We're going to get this. This one sounds like it's counter service and in a theme park. You know how like the theme parks have kind of stepped up to make their counter service a little fancy? I have a guess on this one.
Right.
Okay, so I think I'm on the right track, but I could be totally wrong. I'm thinking Pinocchio's Village House at the Magic Kingdom.
You would be so wrong.
Oh!
Yes, so wrong.
But they have like a flatbread or something fancy, I think.
They do have a flatbread, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
I get it all the time now, actually. It's not bad.
All right, Pam, bring us home because that was terrible, apparently.
The feisty green bean part has me confused. I'm just going to say this. I mean, what would make green beans feisty?
Well, they're always, you know, they're always feisty. They're
I
always
don't really
feisty.
Know, and I'm surprised that that's a term that they went with, but I read it. So that's what's on our menu.
I don't know. Is it Landscape of Flavors?
It is not Landscape of Flavors. All right. Let's see here. I have another... Let's go with, I'm trying to find another option here. Okay. The Bray chicken flatbread, which is oak fried chicken, sun-dried tomato, pesto, bacon, red onion, mozzarella, and sag dahi ranch.
Okay. Well, give us like, is it, because I know it's got a flatbread here. Like, give me another flatbread. I'm terrible at like flatbreads. Okay. I know the flatbreads are now in Italian restaurants, but they don't necessarily have to always be. So, give us like, is it a theme park? Is it a resort? I need to have context.
It is a resort.
It's a resort. Huh. Okay, so
I really want hard stuff for you.
Do
so
the, okay, one more hint though, because I'll never get it. Is it in a
I think I know.
Okay, go ahead, Pam. Go ahead, good, because I'll never get this.
I think it's Mara, because I remember last time I said to my family, feisty green beans. And that's why it was like, stuck in my craw, as they say. I knew I had seen that somewhere, but I couldn't remember where.
Yes, you saw it at the Mara. Why they call her green beans?
I think it also had rotisserie chicken, and that's Mara's.
I had to laugh so hard at that. I was like, oh my gosh, they have feisty green beans. What is up with that?
That's good. That's good. I love the Mara. That's one of the best, places to eat at a food court area, except for Pop Century and Landscape of Flavors. Oh, well, I guess the Riverside's pretty good too.
It's at Animal Kingdom Lodge, so it's kind of a hike to get to for those not staying there. But they have some interesting choices for sure. I mean, they also have a seafood gumbo, a lamb stew. They have butternut squash soup. They have African stew, which is interesting, with beef, turkey, ham, carrots, potatoes, peas, chickpeas, and raisins served over basmati rice. So, they just have some really interesting things on their menu.
And that butternut squash soup is worth having there, I will say. If you have not had it, get there and get it. I feel like
this is the only place that will serve you chicken breast nuggets with 8 pieces of nuggets served either with French fries or couscous. So...
Yeah, right.
One step up right there, right?
Yeah, it is. All right, I'm going to sneak mine in. I'm going to let Pam go last because she's better at this, and I want to kind of end on a high note because mine's terrible. Okay, so here's 3 items from this menu. Boy, they have a diverse menu, man. They have a lot. All right, so there's a hint right there. They have catfish, which says blue cornmeal, edamame, bacon, succotash, Creole mustard, pickled watermelon. That catfish is $25. That baby is not coming out of the Missouri River here in St. Louis. Let's see here. So they also have a Floridian chicken salad in the sandwiches menu. So that's a sandwich, a Floridian chicken salad sandwich. Papaya, mango, pineapple, pecans, red onion, celery, and honey wheat bread for $12. So there's 2 things. And let's see here. Let's go with... something I could pronounce.
Let's go.
I'm gonna go with a dessert. How about the chocolate bourbon pecan tart, candied bacon, sea salt, dulce de leche ice cream? It's $10. So you have that. You have kind of a main, like an entree. You have a sandwich and you have a dessert. So you have the catfish. You have the chocolate bourbon pecan tart for the dessert, and a sandwich. You have a Floridian chicken salad sandwich. It sounds really fresh and fancy. Where could you get those items, Ricky?
I thought I knew until you said the Floridian chicken sandwich thing. I'm gonna go with the Grand Floridian Cafe again. I feel like that's what we keep coming back to today.
You're trying to go the psychology like Mike's gonna sneak that one in because it's already been guessed twice. There's no way I'm guessing it again. But that's right. That's not right. That's because I was thinking about that.
No!
But that's not right. Good try, though. All right, Pam, what do you think?
So I don't know where this is, but I'm going to get that bourbon pecan pie.
No,
I'm
just kidding. Sitting here.
Right? I mean, I don't care if I eat anything else besides that. I'm going to try the wave.
Good guess, but incorrect as well. Those playing along at home, I hope you're narrowing it down. All right, so here's my big hint. This is not in a theme park. This is not in a resort.
Okay.
This location is not in a theme park, and it is not in a Walt Disney World
Resort.
I think I know now.
Okay, well, let's let Pam go first this time, and then we'll go back to Ricky. We'll bounce back.
Is it Homecoming?
Dang it!
It is not Homecoming! I love it, though. You're getting closer.
I have an idea. Is it paddlefish?
It is paddlefish. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, they have a huge menu. They have a huge menu, really.
They do. And I ate there during the media event for Pandora, and I will say I was pleasantly surprised. So I'm going to make plans to go back again before I give it the Forrester thumbs up, but I'm telling you, it was good.
What's the atmosphere like at Paddlefish? Because obviously it's a big, refurbished kind of... like a riverboat type setting, but what's it feel like in there for somebody that's not been in there?
It's beautiful inside. They really made it look much more contemporary and in keeping with, you know, I think the look of the new Disney Springs in terms of it looking upscale but relaxed. It was really comfortable, and it has some great views too. So I would recommend giving that one a try. So,
yeah, I want that. That Floridian chicken salad sandwich sounds really good to me, because
it sounds very good.
Well, especially in the summertime when you know you just don't want to weigh yourself down. Like, it sounds very refreshing and light with that mango and papaya and pineapple pecans. Oh, like that sounds nails, man. $12, that ain't bad. That sounds
good. Will tell you too, when we were there, so they were like, it was an event and they were serving drinks and stuff, and we asked the waiter if he could make us, he suggested to us, he said the Mai Tais were really good. So I'm like, hey, I'm game, I like a good Mai Tai. And he brought it, and it was one of the best I've ever had. It was just really, really good. And for those, one of the things about a Mai Tai is that it has kind of like an amaretto floater sort of on the top. It has that almondy taste a lot of times. And this had one, and you could taste it. It was very good. So I'm just saying.
More reasons to go to Paddlefish. Check it out.
I know, right?
All right.
I will personally vouch for the Mai Tai. There you go. Say.
Don't have the total Forrester Pam the thumbs up except for the Mai Tai. The rest is conditional so far.
Oh, wait, Mike, and you know what else they had? Lobster guacamole.
Oh, holy cow. I see it on the menu right now. Yes, I know. I got to get that.
Did you not? So we should go there just for Mai Tais and lobster guacamole. I'm telling you.
What are we waiting for?
That was good.
I could be there in 4 hours. Let's go. I'll meet you down there.
Okay. <All
right. laughs> Get there before it closes. All right, okay. Rick or Pam, go with the last Walt Disney World menu, and then we'll do this again at some point in the future.
Okay. So this may stump a few folks. And first of all, the thing that I'm going to start with is the pork belly sliders. And it's a pork belly slider. And remember, between you and me, pork belly is really just kind of a pork with some fat on it. Like, it's kind of like bacon.
Delicious.
Only it's not smoked.
It's delicious.
Yes. So good. And this is a slider served with red cabbage, Swiss, and a house-made Russian dressing. So that's one of the ones. The next one is a tuna taco. It is an ahi tuna taco served with spices in a tortilla shell with lettuce, guacamole, sour cream, pico de gallo, cilantro. Oh, yum. It sounds good to me. And then finally, we have some good old wings, hot wings.
This has to be like a bar at Disney Springs, or like, this is a Disney Springs place, right, Ricky? What are you thinking?
I'm not going to tell you what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, we're kind of working together here.
Ricky,
we're trying to solve this.
Surprisingly competitive about
man, I'm just saying, like, the other two people need to kind of work together and, like, you know, bounce some ideas off each other here. I'm going to go with, because I went here on a media event back in the day, and they had good drinks as well. Out of kind of like a beaker or something. I can't remember. It was crazy. Jacques Lindsay's Hangar Bar. Did they have the sliders and stuff?
You got it.
Yeah.
That was going to be my guess.
They did.
And so here's the cool thing. I didn't really give the full name of these, but there's Max Pork Belly Sliders and Wuhan's Hot Wings. And there's also Snake Bikes Sliders, which is three gourmet beef sliders with tomato, bacon, jam. Hello. From tomatoes and bacon. It doesn't get much better than
that. No, it does not.
They're Incan tuna tacos and the Fraulein's flatbread. So, I mean, there's all kinds of yummy things here. But the thing about Jacques Lindsay's is not only do they have great drinks, but they have enough appetizers that you order a couple and you made a meal. And I think that that's really a fun way to eat a lot of times. So I agree, Mike. I would stop at Jacques Lindsay's anytime because it's fun.
That's funny because I think that's the things we ordered when we were there together.
It was. I think it was.
That's why I remembered it.
Not only that, remember we were asking Siri what all the songs were because we were like, I love the music in this place. We're going to go home and make our Jacques Lindsay's Hangar Bar playlist.
We told everybody, shh, what song is this, Siri? Okay, I can talk again until this track's over. We're good. No, that's a cool place. If you haven't been there, it's really awesome. I love that place. It's the essence of Disney Springs. It's an experience. But the food was really good. Oh, it was really good. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Hope you had a few laughs and maybe learned a few things that you might want to try out on that upcoming Walt Disney World vacation, because dining is such an important part of a vacation. And it's kind of fun to get outside that comfort zone and try some things that maybe have slipped your mind over the past few years. So don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less. Not too late for a summer vacation. So much new stuff to do. Go see the music of Pixar live at the studio. See Pandora over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Happily Ever After is happening nightly at the Magic Kingdom. So much to see and do, and it's not too late to book that summer vacation. So check them out today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also brought to you by our friend Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprisedvisors.com/drew.baker. Don't forget also that we have a great social media presence. We love talking and meeting our listeners online. So drop by Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. Give us a follow over there. And come on over to the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Also, when you're doing some online shopping this weekend, we really appreciate it when you use our Amazon affiliate link. That's at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Thank you so very much to everybody who is doing that. It supports the show a lot and costs you nothing extra. So again, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon anytime you do your online shopping. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Of course, we're going to kick off another week on Monday with a great trip report. But until then, we hope that you have an awesome weekend. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an amazing weekend. But whatever you do, please stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.